took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzard tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzard told the monkey you
Mishki broadcast, Black Sheep Radio. Be right with you, Joe. I just got to get to Wildcat, who's sitting in the other room on the other side of the thermal pane glass in the darkness there with Boomer.
Enjoying the Nat King Cole?
Yeah. Yeah. Nit, Nat, and the other Ning.
Nat and the other Ning?
What's new, Babalu?
What's new? No.
You want to talk to Joe?
I'll talk to Joe.
Okay.
Joe. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Wildcat.
How you doing?
Hey, Mitch.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Mitch.
Yeah.
You know, I was just thinking, you know, your last conversation with Fred, Wildcat. Hey, it's not about materialism, but the infinity of God.
Wildcat, you handle that.
That's very deep,
what do you
Joe.
Think?
I think that's very deep.
So,
I think you're philosophizing on me.
So you know what we want to do here in the inner city? We want to do is we want to put a ballpark in for like a, think it's probably about half a billion dollars.
Well, Kat, would you like to ask Joe any questions about his life or his interests?
Joe, what is your poison of preference?
Say again?
What do you like to drink?
What I'm doing now? I'm drinking beer. You know what I do, Wildcat? I'm kind of training.
You're in training?
Yep.
Kind of training?
I lift weights and I run.
Yeah?
And I do like, I'll box.
Uh-huh.
And I'll,
are those 12-ounce
I'll
weights?
Karate.
Who are you boxing?
Huh?
Who are you boxing?
That's not good. Yeah, I got no sparring partners.
There's always shadow boxing.
Oh, I'll do that.
So you box, you lift weights.
I'm fast as lightning.
And you run and do karate?
I'm an old man. What does it for me, guys, is that I just want to see, how far I can take it at my age.
Well, how far can you?
I don't know. This is what I do. I'm an athlete.
Have you ever
sad to say, other than philosophy, I ain't got nothing but
athleticism?
The cult of the body. I really take that to extremes. Yes, sir.
Are you old enough to participate in the Senior Olympics?
Oh, jeez. Why would you say that?
Well, no. That's a legitimate question. Rather, I could come right out and say,
that's
Joe, how old
married.
Are you? Because you said you wanted a sparring partner.
I think Joe's in his late 40s.
Well, then he's got 20 years to train before he's probably even eligible for the Senior Olympics. I really don't know how old you need to be to participate in the Senior Olympics, but there is such a thing.
Yeah, so, and I do too.
All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Why?
Well, because I do.
Mitch.
Yeah.
And whatever. So then again, Mitch, my philosophical point was to be, what was that? Here, I had it written down, see? Because I got all these things written down, and that was it. It was like the truth is not found in materialism, but in the infinity of God. Was that okay, Mitch?
Yeah, where'd you read that?
Well, you know, I just pondered it. Okay?
All right.
Thanks, Missy.
Yeah, you betcha, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Bless you, Joe. Bye, Joe.
Bye.